Today on the podcast, we're talking about both Luma and Runway, which are AI video generation companies, are eyeing robotics as a future potential revenue source. So kind of a different spin on things. We're going to talk about maybe why that is and how really there's deep, deep impact, based on where a lot of these, the direction a lot of these AI companies are headed. So before we get into that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. This week, we spent like 20 minutes and I broke down what I've been spending too much time on this weekend, which was basically creating music with AI and a whole bunch of tools, techniques, and strategies I've used. In the past, when I was in college, I made a bunch of music that makes me thousands of dollars a month. And so every once in a while, I'll go out and make a new album and kind of add it to this backlog. But in any case, it's one of many side hustles that Jamie and I have done over the years. And pretty much it's kind of a testing ground, this school community, for different projects using AI to grow and scale our businesses that we have. So if you have a business or career that you're interested in growing and scaling with AI tools, or you'd like to start an AI side hustle to make money, go check out the AI Hustle School community. It's $20 a month. You can lock in that price forever if you get it now. It'll raise in the future. But thank you so much for hopping on, for tuning into the podcast. Let's get into what's going on with Luma and Runway. Okay, so Luma and Runway, two really big names in AI video generation. What's really interesting here is these were kind of the OGs in video. Runway especially. Luma came on a little later. Now, of course, we have like Google's VO3, which is really good. We have competition from OpenAI's Sora, which I feel like is sort of less good. I don't know. Sorry, everyone at OpenAI, don't be mad at me. Runway is really crushing this. And you'd think, okay, amazing, right? Like we're starting to see news headlines. Like Jamie and I did a whole podcast last week about like Netflix and how Netflix is starting to use AI in their, like, for special effects inside of their video, inside of some of their shows and movies to save money, basically. And you kind of think like, okay, like they got a lot of room to grow. These video companies are going to make a lot of money from like Hollywood, basically production, people making videos. Not the only area though that they're looking at making money from. It turns out that they're actually looking beyond the movie studios. Both of those companies have basically said that they're starting to be in talks with robotics and self-driving car companies to sell their technology to them as a huge revenue stream in the future. So basically the way this works is that in order to create like a really robust video or video tool, you have to kind of, it's kind of sucks for them. It's so much harder than, you know, I don't know, like ChatGPT or something. You basically have to create a 3D world or 3D understanding of world. You have to understand physics, right? Like if someone's pouring a cup of water in a video, the water has to, like the video has to understand what happens to water when it gets poured. It has to understand the physics of the whole situation. If there's wind, it has to affect it. Like all of the elements and all of the things, they have to build this like really elaborate, basically 3D world for every video. Because the other thing you can do on a lot of these video tools is say camera pans up, sees this, shifts right, someone smiles, shifts left, tree falls down, right? Like you can explain basically the movement of the camera. And the way that that often works is the video will, or like the tool will create like a 3D world pretty much, and then just stick this kind of artificial camera pointing around like you would in the real world. And it's got to understand the physics and all of this stuff. So anyways, what they realize is that technology they've developed to make really good, realistic videos is also very good for robotics, to sell to robotics companies so the robots can train and understand the real world, and also for self-driving car companies and anything that needs like real world simulated environments, basically. So, or kind of like footage that also can be sold for training for self-driving cars, right? So anyways, absolutely fascinating that this is one of their big revenue streams that they're kind of eyeing for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, whether or not people like it, companies are looking to save money any way they can. And so a lot of dollars are going to be poured into robotics because robotics essentially can replace workers. And, you know, so I think if you think about where this will go, there's almost not a single industry that won't be affected by AI long term. I mean, thinking about, I already know a lot of robotics are used in some certain surgeries. Think about, you know, AI being able to do a surgery, for example. I don't know, maybe we wouldn't trust it yet, but in the future, it could be more accurate than a doctor. And I even in the past week saw a couple of clips from a Sam Altman interview where he basically said the same thing. Like he believes that will be the case someday. So it's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah, I have a great meme I shared on LinkedIn. I'll pull up in a second about AI doing surgeries. But the thing that I wanted to mention specifically on this story, and then I want to talk about some of the implications, I think, for basically what I think anyone listening should do about this information. All right, actually, I found my meme. It said, but why is the scar on the left of the append, or but why is the scar on the left if the appendix is on the right? And then the robot talking to the patient says, dude, you're absolutely 100% correct. Your hawk-eyed brilliance saved us all. Let me try this one more time. Anyways, basically a boilerplate ChatGPT response, but you know, after it pulled out the wrong, that's something wrong from his stomach.
That's funny.
Okay, so this is what I think is interesting about all of this. This is, I think it's a no-brainer for Luma in particular, because in early 2024, so over a year ago, they announced that they were looking to build 3D AI world models. And their goal was to have these models understand how to see and interact with the world around them. Basically, that's how they're fueling their videos. And then Runway, another interesting thing that they're looking at doing is also targeting video games as a way to create revenue in the future. When you're basically making these 3D worlds, might as well plug that into a video game engine. So like you can imagine players are having dynamically created worlds around them, really interesting concepts, or just creating video game environments with these tools. You know, it's like 3D as well. So it's beyond just flat like video. But anyways, okay, what does this mean for everybody listening? Like, what should you do with this information? Okay, fantastic. The AI companies are making big partnerships and expected to make a lot of money from robotics. I think the next wave is robotics beyond AI, right? I think a lot of people were ill-prepared for AI and everything that came from AI. It kind of snuck up on a lot of people. Everyone was scrambling to keep up, make it look like their company was an AI-first company or kept track of it. Every organization was spending money on training, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the next wave is robotics. So what Jamie and I are saying on this podcast, you heard it here first, probably not. I know a lot of people talk about this, but we should all be preparing ourselves for the next wave of robotics, what that means for our careers, our jobs. As soon as you put AI into a robot, how does that impact not just what we do, but our industries, right? So I might do like marketing for a logistics company and be like, I don't think a robot's going to come to my computer and do marketing, but think about the way that robotics is going to impact the logistics industry. Is that going to have any sort of negative or positive consequences on my business? What should I be like? What should I know about? How should I change my marketing strategies or pitches? What are the things I should be thinking about? And I think there's going to be a ton of money to be made basically in becoming thought leaders in robotics. And the same way a lot of people have done this with AI. I've actually seen a lot of people that have started, they've been doing kind of like AI alongside me, like newsletters or other like podcasts, other things like that. And they've started to add one big newsletter in particular that's always done AI for the last couple of years, also just started a new robotics newsletter. And so I think this is just the important thing to think about. The next step is like we're giving the AI a body, a robot, to go and actually do things. And so start thinking about that as the next wave. How does this impact your industry? How does this impact your business? And we just wanted to put that out there because we're already seeing the top AI companies. This is basically what everybody is kind of moving towards. And we don't want anyone to miss out on the next wave.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode or got any value out of it, we would love if you gave us a review. Those really help us out, help our podcast out. And we appreciate reading every single one. So, and also, again, check out the AI Hustle School community if you like to learn more about AI and how it can grow your business or make you some money. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.